So back for close to the last time, about 10 minutes out, and we're done here. But we've got a lot to put in 10 minutes, so please stay with us. Lloyd, we're talking about, I guess, a combination of resentment and forgiveness. And you mentioned that probably the hardest one for you would be your mom, who, you know, brought you and loved you for a little while, taught you religion, and then booted you out. You know, that's a pretty harsh a beginning. And the fact that, you know, when you needed the most love, and by the way, the more we act out, that's the more love we need. So we learned that in the jails in a hurry, that the worst crimes committed are committed by those who hurt the most, and you want them to change, you better start loving them regardless of what they did, or they'll just get worse. So, but you were a real bad experience there, and not sure quite how you got by it, and you know, how you do the forgiving part. And I think, like so many, you know, you just wish you felt different about it, but that just doesn't magically happen. And it seems like it said in Scripture there, you know, how many times do I forgive them? Well, you know, forever, interminably, you just keep, you know, every time the voice, the face, anything, I forgive, I forgive, I forgive. And maybe the feeling never comes, but you've made the right decision anyway. You know, and that's the case. Like you talk about evil and so on. When we look for a feeling, we're looking for trouble. And we're looking for a feeling all the time, day and night. You know, whether it's a beach feeling, whether it's a freedom feeling, whether it's a forgiving feeling, you know, to dump a resentment like that is tough. But when we know, you know, addict, not addict, heavy user or whatever, when we know that resentment is the greatest cause for relapse, we know we don't want resentments. We got to get rid of them one way or another. And it seems the only way is to put them on the table, talk about them. You know, when the feelings come, be with them. Don't try and get away from them. Be there with them, hurt, cry, whatever you have to do. And, you know, talk, pray, and move on. Because we can let stuff destroy us. We can hang on to stuff till it destroys us. But we do have that choice of letting go, and we have to learn how to do that. So,
yeah, reading the Bible, I came across a scripture that says that you have to forgive your mother and your father so your days may be long. And I don't know if you know that scripture there.
No, but I've heard it.
Honor your father and your mother so your days might be long. So I'm thinking, man, I got to forgive her.
I don't want to. I'm not ready to go yet.
Yeah, so that helped me move forward. But that's hard, Scott. It's hard, you know, yeah. Especially when you're scarred. Like, you know, like a lot of people say, like, you know, tell me your story. And I'm like, my wounds are still bleeding. And you know, I can't really tell my story now, and I want to, but I just can't right now. But I'm hoping one day I could.
Well, you will. I mean, every time you tell a little piece of it, you help somebody, you know. So, I mean, there's nothing wrong. But we're talking about forgiving or not forgiving. And I'm going to give the floor back to Shell in a minute there. But Jessica Santonato, I don't know if you guys remember. Were you in the meeting
Jessica.
With when she came and spoke to us?
No, I wasn't there, but I remember.
Jessica. Well, she came to our Wexford group, and she told some of her story, and I had her on the radio here, and then I went and met with her and some of her, you know, her, no, I was going to call them trials, but the things she does to get people involved in different types of recovery. Her whole message is forgiveness. And how she started with, you know, the saying that she did the TED Talk on, and that was that, you know, thank God my husband tried to kill me, more or less, you know. And she tells the story of how she, you know, the guy who was stabbing her and in and out of her body with a knife and so on. And then and somehow as he raised the knife one more time, he had a rosary on, and he certainly wasn't a religious man. He was a... you know, bike gang leader, and the rosary snapped, and the guy, he just, something hit him, and he knew what he was doing was wrong, and then that was the end of that, and ended up in prison, died in prison, I believe, and not too long later. But her whole message was one of forgiveness, and that how, without it, so many people are stuck, and she wants to come in the system. She's already, she's on the list with you guys. They're waiting for an orientation, and her message is that she wants to give that message to the guys who are still in there hurting. Maybe they stabbed, maybe they killed somebody, whatever. But she wants to give them the message that freedom lies in being able to forgive. And her message is powerful. And her message is not a godly message. She's more of a, I would call, more of a New Age type of believer. And I'm not knocking anything. I mean, my belief is God wants you, he gets you, no matter who you are or where you are. But certainly an interesting...
Yeah, she invited me to the show, but it's way down in... I'm not too sure where the...
Well, there's one in Doncaster that she does...
Vaughan, down in Vaughan,
Well, actually, this one was... Well, Doncaster, which is basically Steeles and Yonge Street.
Oh, okay.
Straight in around there. And I went last week and quite enjoyed it. But the message, as I say, it's not the spiritual the way we might talk of spirituality, but it's something a lot of people believe, and they're having great results. She's doing really well. But Sheldon.
Yes, sir.
Forgiveness. You...
So, man...
Who do you have to forgive for all the abuse you lived in, for the guys that you let live?
Well, the last show I was on with you guys, I shared that my uncle's wife slashed me across my hand and cut my pinky off. And also, my stepfather was an alcoholic, and he was physically abusive to me and my mom, and he nearly stabbed her up one night, and I had to fight him off, and cops came, and they arrested him, and he went to jail for like 3 months. I was able to forgive them through the step work and with my sponsor, but it was very difficult to forgive myself, because... The thing is, when I went to jail in 2000 for a year, I went to jail for a domestic abuse, know. I wasn't proud of myself that I got into a fight with my ex-girlfriend. And on top of that, to put the icing on the cake, I let myself go blind. And
folks, he means it literally.
I'm blind today. I gotta walk with a white cane for the rest of my life. I destroyed all of my nerves that connected a brain from my eye. And it took me months to forgive myself, because I was calling myself every name in the book. Thought I wasn't worth to even walk on this earth and be around people. I didn't think I was even worth going to church and praising the God. I didn't even think that God would even forgive me for the stuff that I've done in the past. I'm not going to sit here today and tell you that I was the victim, through a lot of step work and speaking to counselors and also pastor at church, today, and getting baptized today, I'm actually able to forgive myself, man.
Well,
yeah,
that's a phenomenal story, and I know we don't have time to go into it, but some of the abuse both of you have suffered, and in particular, Shelley, I remember you talking about the beatings and witnessing your mom and all that, and the fact that you ended up in an abusive situation is absolutely just in line. And and folks out there, and I don't expect you to ever like this, and it's not what these guys are talking about, but I see a lot of fellows who end up, and girls too, who end up in sexual criminal activity, and for one thing or another. And everyone I've talked to had been abused, physically, sexually, and so on, and ended up, in a perverted kind of way. But I also know that those people, whether they're pedophiles or whatever you want to call them, those people want recovery, they want mending, they want God, they want to be different more than any other faction in the jail systems. The people in protective custody who usually fall into that category come to our meetings as regular as possible. The ones I spent the most time with over the longest period have been into that category. They need to be loved. And we've got to learn how to separate behavior from the human being that God created, and you know, give the power, you know, the what we like or don't like, and about the way the whole system works together. I mean, the master, or whatever you believe that to be, obviously designed it all, or else it's all a bunch of hooey. So, and if that master designed it all, then that master is the only responsible entity for it. And we have problems, that's who we need to talk to. Friends, I thank you so much. We're right on top of the hour. We're going to head over to the Hummingbird Hub for a bit, and we hope to see you there, folks. So for now, thanks, everyone, for listening to Sharing the Burden live on 102.9 FM in Stouffville. Please go to sharingtheburden.ca for this and previous broadcasts. Hope you enjoyed the show, and hope you'll share it. Till we meet again, this is Scott saying, have a great day.